Navigating Office Politics.
Rivalries, gossip, and power plays are great on TV, but they can be disastrous in a real work context. Destructive office politics lead to high staff turnover, lower productivity, and demoralized workers. You find office politics in most organizations. They are the self-serving actions of individuals who want to improve their status, often at the expense of others. So, what is the best way to navigate the politics in an organization? Consider these 10 statements about office politics. Do you agree or disagree? 1. A wide personal network doesn't help you deal with office politics. 2. You should learn to promote yourself. 3. Be nice to everyone. 4. Gossip only with people you trust. 5. Keep a written record of what you do. 6. Avoid taking sides. 7. The boss always has the most power. 8. Remote work makes office politics irrelevant. 9. Avoid your enemies. 10. Office politics can be a positive force. Now compare your answers with mine. 1. I disagree. Building a wide network both within and outside your organization strengthens your reputation and can help reduce the influence of people who work against you. Develop a relationship with your line manager, director, stakeholders, and those who work for and with you. Take time to speak to them and build trust. Your network can be your main protection against negative politics. 2. I agree. Create visibility around your work. Show how you contribute to your team's success. That's not playing politics, but taking control of your own success. Be careful about overdoing it. If you constantly refer to your successes, it will cause irritation and the feeling that you are showing off. Mention the things you've done only when relevant. This positive approach will be added protection against negative politicking. 3. I agree. No matter how irritated and frustrated you become, keep your professional composure. The best way of winning in office politics is not to play. Try to stay on good terms with everyone by being positive, cooperative, and solution-oriented. A willingness to share your ideas and ask for others' opinions tends to lead to a more positive atmosphere. 4. I disagree. Treat gossip like spam emails. Politely change the subject when confronted by it. And don't give away too much information about yourself, especially with people you don't know well. Not everyone has the best intention for you. 5. I agree. People who practice office politics often try to take advantage of your situation by making false claims. Keeping records of work-related activities is the best way to prevent this. It provides solid evidence of what you've done and how you have added value to the organization. 6. I agree, as a general rule. Don't take sides in conflict situations between colleagues, but try to stay neutral. If asked to comment, talk about what is best for the organization. Stay as objective as possible. Don't get drawn into discussing personalities. Sometimes you do have to take sides because you feel the issue is important strategically for the organization. Be dispassionate and show you understand both sides' perspective. State your opinion clearly and avoid responding to others' emotions. 7. I disagree. Your boss holds formal power through the official position they hold. This gives them power that is regulated by a contract or the rules of the organization. Informal power and influence come from the respect and appreciation one has earned and can often be more valuable than formal power, allowing a person to influence their colleagues in ways that others, including the boss, cannot. 8. I disagree. Anyone who's worked from home knows this. Discussions are taken offline between meetings. People socialize with each other to find out what's going on. One-on-one Zoom chats spread the office gossip. People still play politics, whether they are doing it face-to-face or remotely. 9. I disagree. Nobody gets along with everybody. Many of us have worked with someone who has tried to undermine us, or even stabbed us in the back. But everyone is human, and it is possible to build or rebuild relationships. Steve Toback from CBS Money Watch says you should make your enemies frenemies. Have lunch with them. Get a quick coffee together, or even a beer after work. As the old saying goes, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. 10. I agree. Where there are people, there are politics. But it doesn't always have to be a bad thing. Engaging in office politics positively and ethically can help develop soft skills, create valuable relationships, and motivate individuals informally to do their best work. Practicing good politics enables you to further your team's interests and your own fairly and appropriately. Being alert to bad politics helps to avoid needless frustration while others take unfair advantage.